All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the most anticipated boxing match of the year is right around the corner, and I'm referring to this Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada, as you will have Sergey the Crusher Kovalev getting it on with Andre Ward to see who is going to be the undisputed king of the light heavyweight division. These two guys, not only are they the top two boxers at the light heavyweight division, they are two of the better pound-for-pound boxers in the world right now. You look at Andre Ward, he comes in with an unblemished record of 30-0, while Kovalev is 30-0-1. Both of these guys have a tremendous amount of skill, heart, and determination, and I think everybody that will be in attendance for this fight, along with those who will be watching on pay-per-view, will get their money's worth and then some. Like I said, these are two extremely skilled boxers. You look at Kovalev, who is being brought to the ring by his trainer, John David Jackson, and they are going to look to find a game plan to try to find any type of crack in the ability of Andre Ward. And Ward is going to do the same thing with Kovalev. I look at the power aspect, and the edge in this category definitely goes to Kovalev. He is the bigger fighter. He has more length and he has more reach, and he's going to try to use that jab to set up his power punches. On the flip side with Ward, now that Floyd Mayweather is retired, you can make the case that Ward is the best defensive boxer going right now. And he studied under the great Bernard Hopkins, and he does a lot of what Hopkins did during the prime of his career. Ward is going to go out there, and he is going to look to frustrate Kovalev and not give him that opportunity to get off those big punches. And it's going to be an interesting contrasting of styles right here. You're going to look at Kovalev. He's going to try to cut the ring off from Ward. And if they get into the corner, he's going to try to set him up with some of those power punches, but he's going to have an effective jab to get those power punches off. I expect Ward to go out there and counter by trying to crowd Kovalev as much as possible, not allowing him to extend those long arms, first and foremost getting off that jab, and then countering with his power punches. It's going to be a very interesting fight, and I said it when the fight was announced, and I will still stick by it right now. This is a classic toss-up. It would not surprise me to see either one of these fighters win. I think it comes down to the scorecards, and I think it's going to be a split decision, barring something very out of the ordinary, because both of these guys are not cheap, and they're going to give it all in that ring, and I don't see a situation where all three judges are going to give the fight to one guy. I'm going to give the slight edge, and I mean slightest of slight edges in this fight, to Andre Ward, and I think he gets it by a split decision. But I'll tell you like this, barring something unforeseen, I don't think anybody should expect this to be the only time when these two get into the ring together, because I definitely see at least one rematch in the cards. A little bit is going to be decided in this fight, but not a lot. Like I said, unless it's something very out of the ordinary, but I think it's going to be a very, very tremendous fight. I think both of them are going to leave it all out there. And like I said before, I think everybody in attendance and everybody watching at home will definitely get their money's worth. But I'm going to give the very, very slightest of slightest edges to Andre Ward in this one. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.